If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
EAGLES Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to this special part two edition of Birds 365. I only gave you guys an hour this morning. Here we are for hour number two. Just me, Johnny Mack, is very busy down at NovaCare Complex. I was able to talk to our Eagles insider, Eagles beat reporter, John McMullen, who caught up with day four of the practice out there on the field. He gave me some good notes. We will get into all of them. I want to remind everybody, coming up at 2 p.m. National Football Show with Dan Cilio, the Eagles have officially concluded day four of their training camp practice, and some different storylines coming out of today's practice. All good, some interesting injury notes that we'll get to. Saquon Barkley missed today's practice for a personal reason, which was not disclosed, so we will continue to monitor that. Hopefully everything is all good. Lane Johnson was out for today's practice with a toe injury. John did send me a note, not serious. Don't expect it to be serious. Probably more precautionary for the veteran right tackle, Lane Johnson, out there, out of practice today. And then obviously Tyler Steen was out. The guy who was our projected right guard, would be our first year right guard, who injured his ankle in practice on Saturday. So he was out today. We will see how long he's out. But so that means with Lane Johnson out and Tyler Steen out, you're starting right side of the offensive line today was Mekhi Becton at right guard and Fred Johnson at right tackle. So we will see how that continues to develop. One of the interesting notes I want to get to right at the top here that John McMullen mentioned, I didn't really see this anywhere else from all of our other beat reporters out there, but Ty Davis Price had a big day apparently today. He had 10 touches, Johnny Mack said. So we will continue to monitor that. Obviously, he's a running back. Eagles picked him up, only 23 years old. So we will see what he can do for the rest of camp. But I thought that was interesting that Johnny Mac said that about Ty Davis Price. So we will continue to monitor that. In terms of the defensive side of the football, it was your usual Zach Bond and Devin White out there today. N'Kobe Dean working in on the first team. Keely Ringo got the first team reps again at outside cornerback. So we will continue to monitor that as well. And then the one other thing Johnny Mac mentioned, great pass rush today. We'll get into Nolan Smith a little bit. Apparently Nolan Smith had a big day today, so we will monitor that and talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And John also mentioned Will Shipley. Somebody on our Saturday show, I can't remember who exactly it was. Was it Devontae in our chat? I can't remember who it was. I think it was you, Devontae. I'm not sure if you're in here, but I think it was you, Devontae, who said anything on Will Shipley. Well, John McMullen said Will Shipley looked pretty good today. He had a big wheel route and a good run today, so hopefully he continues to develop. We'll see about him, the Eagles' fourth-round draft pick, Will Shipley. Johnny Mac mentioned a great pass rush today. Now, obviously, when you're missing your whole right side of the offensive line, it's going to be a little bit easier, as Sam Fleming points out. It was a big day against the backup, though, no doubt about it. But apparently, Nolan Smith was just destroying Fred Johnson. He had back-to-back sacks. So we'll talk more about that. I wrote down some notes. Today was around a 75-minute practice. Not quite a cakewalk for the offense today. There was a little bit of a tougher day for the offense. Nolan Smith had a great day, as we mentioned. Back-to-back sacks on Fred Johnson. Some characterized it as absolutely terrorizing Fred Johnson, just moving him all over the place, working the pass rush moves, getting right around him to get to the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. For anybody looking for the update, Rasheed Mixon. What's up, brother? What's up, everybody in the chat? I appreciate you all. Eduardo, my man Eduardo's here. Twiz the Jig is here. Madness is here. Rasheed, Spa City, M. Reyes. Appreciate all you guys being here. CZ's in here. Crowley's in here. I see you guys. Pads are tomorrow, everybody. So officially, the pads will come on tomorrow, and we will see how it plays out with that. That's going to be good to see the defensive line, obviously, the offensive line. Things get a little bit more interesting when the pads come on. As N'Kobe Dean said after practice today, he said, you know, the shirt and the shorts are cute, but we play football in pads, which was a good comment, a good line there from N'Kobe Dean, who spoke to the media today. Not too much I took from the media today. Josh Sweat spoke about the number. I don't really care about the numbers and stuff. I more care about the football stuff, but so not too much came out of the press conferences today, but I thought it was enticing to hear back to Nolan Smith that he had a good day today. He spoke after practice. One interesting thing he said was he gained 7 pounds of muscle in the offseason, which if you're a gym person, I used to be. I'm not as fit maybe as I should be right now. I'll get back in the gym soon here. But if you're, you know, 7 pounds of muscle is pretty significant. That's pretty good stuff for a guy that's already obviously optimized in his body, obviously playing football at a high level for his entire life. So 7 pounds of muscle. He said he went out to LA alone. He was working out at the same gym as Aaron Rodgers. He said he got to pick his brain, and he enjoyed being out there on his own where he wasn't comfortable. And he said, as a man, it's good to be in those positions to grow. And I thought that was a positive thing that he had that perspective on it. Sam Fleming, sorry about that, says, I will say Nolan did look jacked. Yeah, Nolan definitely looked husky in that picture. There's a picture of him out there next to Aaron and I forget some other guys out there. So I don't know exactly who was in the picture, but he did look busky in the picture. He looked husky. So we'll see, you know, if he can have a bigger impact this year. But I did think it was positive to hear more muscle. He got around Fred Johnson a couple times today, so hopefully Nolan Smith has a bigger year than he had in year one. As John pointed out on Saturday, he showed signs of life is how John phrased it, and back out there today with another big day. So I thought that was a very positive thing. M. Reyes checks in and says, I just got new pre-workout, hoping to get steroids soon. I just want to be Papa Pump. Appreciate that, M. Reyes. Thanks for checking in, brother. Andrea Young checking in. What's up, Andrea? Appreciate you being here. Who's at practice? So everybody practiced today. The one interesting one that was out was Saquon Barkley. No practice for Saquon today. It was personal reasons. So we don't know anymore. We will monitor from all reports, though. Saquon's fine. Maybe just something happened, or maybe nothing happened. Maybe it was predetermined that he wasn't going to be here today, but he was out of practice today. Lane Johnson missed with a toe, so we will monitor that. John said nothing serious, but enough for the big, for the old, you know, for the veteran to not go out there. Oren Burks missed again, and then limited was Brett Toth. Johnny Mac texted me, my understanding is it's nothing serious with Lane, and then Tyler Steen was obviously also out with the ankle. So we will continue to monitor all of those guys. But overall, seemed like another good practice. The defense had a better day today. Prince says Mekhi Becton looks like a problem at right guard. I don't know if you mean a good problem or a bad problem. I didn't hear anything bad about him today at right guard. And I don't know if you guys saw it on Twitter. Johnny Mack put up a video of Becton, and boy, he moves good for a big fellow, man. He is a big, big boy at right guard. That would be a big, big offensive line. Hopefully he can move and can adjust. He's obviously a guy who's never played the guard position. He has been a tackle his entire life. So hopefully he can fill in. You know, I'm to be honest with you guys, I am more confident at Becton at right guard than I am about Tyler Steen, but we'll see how that played out. The other good news of the day, everybody, good news is that Jordan Davis looked good today. Apparently he was another guy that was getting through that offensive line. He looked really good. He blew up a couple plays. Apparently the first play of practice, Jordan Davis comes in and just blows the whole thing up, plows through that offensive line. So good news on the two Georgia guys who we're counting a lot on. I think we all feel comfortable with Jalen Carter. None of us are really questioning how good of a player he can be or whether he's a bust or not, or however you want to phrase it. But, you know, there has been questions about Nolan Smith and about Jordan Davis, and to hear that both of those guys are having good practices is definitely a good thing. Another interesting note today that I have here on my notes was Johnny Wilson, the first-year player who was drafted this year in the sixth round, got some runs today with the first team in the slot. So that'll be interesting if they try and use him. By the way, he adds a different element when you're that big, you know, in the running game. That's very exciting. So hopefully Johnny Wilson can be something, because, you know, it's been pretty negative on the Anaya Smith front, to be honest with you guys. He hasn't really showed much. So hopefully Johnny Wilson or Anaya, one of them can be a contributor on this football team this year. And overall, it seems like Johnny's been the first guy to get that. He obviously, like I just mentioned, got first team reps today, which is pretty incredible. Here's Jeff Kerr on Twitter today. Says he thought Mekhi Becton held his own at right guard. Jalen Carter's been dominant all camp. Carter was up against Becton in 11-on-11s. Becton neutralized him and held him off from getting to Jalen Hurts. You can see the power in Becton's arms and the drive he can get with his legs. Still learning, but seeing what the Eagles like about it, giving him a shot at right guard. So good stuff there from Jeff Kerr, giving an update on Mekhi Becton, who played right guard today. Obviously, as I mentioned, Tyler Steen out with that ankle injury that he suffered on Saturday. So let me just get through my notes, and then I'll get to all of you guys in the chat. Appreciate you guys all be there. Yeah, D-line day. Today was a D-line day. Johnny Mack mentioned it. I read it on Twitter. A lot of people talking about the defensive line today. They won the day in a way. A lot of pressure. A lot of guys getting through that offensive line. So good to hear. You kind of want to hear that. You know, we had three great days of the offense, and it's great, but you don't want to hear too much of that, because then you just go, hey, does the defense stink? So good to hear that they made some pressure today, and you know, they were better today than they were. The interesting report I saw, you know, too, on Jalen Hurts, it continues to be very positive on the Jalen Hurts front. He didn't have as good of a day today, but when I spoke with John, he said, don't put this on Jalen Hurts, though. He looked great. It was more the pressure coming from the defensive line, the receivers. It was more the other variables to why Jalen didn't have as crisp of a practice today. But I did read a report. It was Jake Rabibi, I think his name is, on Twitter. You guys can check him out. He's been down at practice, and he tweeted, Hurts looks really good physically and throwing the football. So good to know. I mean, Hurts has been dealing with the knee injuries and some of the injuries in the last couple of years. So it's really great to hear that Jalen is looking so physically ready to play, and he's throwing the ball really well. He had a deep, deep touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. So good stuff there to read about that. As Crowley points out here, Jalen was 10 of 13. That still is not bad. Not bad at all, Crowley. Not bad at all. I think the interesting thing to note, though, is he had 26 attempts. So he had six quarterback runs. You can John phrased it as it kind of fell down around him a lot more today. So he had to go back to his playmaking abilities, and that was good to see that. Obviously, that's still in his arsenal, and we'll see how that works. N'Kobe Dean spoke after practice today about the competition at the linebacker. I thought he had some interesting comments. Welcomed it. He said, "Look, I'm ready to go and earn my stripes in this league. Basically, I am ready to earn the starting role, and it's great to have competition and good players around." So good stuff there. Pads come on tomorrow, as Alfredo points out. But that's all the updates I got basically from practice today. It was a very good practice. It seemed like a good 75 minutes. I spoke with John. He said good intensity, good energy in the air. Offense, defense, both made some great plays today. A.J. Brown obviously out there looking good as always. So all positive things coming out of practice today. I want to thank everybody for being in here today as I'm going to start to talk and check in with the chat a little bit more. Still waiting to see if John reaches back to me. I asked him who won the day today, offense or defense. So we'll get his answer hopefully by the end of the show. Alfredo checks in. Pads come on tomorrow. That's when we will see what's really going on. Very true, especially on those lines, right, Alfredo, where you see kind of the physicality of the defensive line, the offensive line, and we'll see. Sam Fleming checks in. What's up, Sam? Kind of surprised I didn't go longer today since there's a heat wave coming. Yeah, that's true. But look, this is their sweet spot. They don't like to go too much longer than this. They don't want guys getting hurt. And this seems to be where they found their sweet spot, right around 65 to 75 to 80 minutes. And then they get out of there. So I hear you with the heat wave, but maybe they'll move practice up earlier to avoid that heat a little bit. But I don't expect them to run longer because of heat's coming. So kind of an organizational thing there. Prince says, yeah, Mekhi Becton is moving bodies at right guard. Sheesh, start him there, please. I'm with you, Prince. I love the idea of Tyler Steen, but I'd rather go for the proven guy that knows how to play. Big Trag also agrees. He says Mekhi is going to start. So we'll see what he says. Crowley checks in. I'm not going to knock an eye shit. He just needs to catch the ball. Yeah, but Crowley, you're a rookie, man. I mean, you're drafted as a wide receiver. You got to catch the ball. You know, it's one thing if you can't get around Darius Slay or Quinyon Mitchell and you're struggling to beat the cornerbacks. If the ball's hitting you in the hands and you're not catching it, that's a problem when you're a wide receiver in the NFL, obviously. So catch the ball, Anaya Smith. Hopefully he can turn it around here and get going in camp. Madness checks in. What's up, Madness? Appreciate you, brother. He says, any news on Tyler Hall? He was the best tackler the Raiders had last year. Nothing from today, Madness, other than the reports that we've got so far from John McMullen, who reported that he's looked pretty good. But other than that, nothing today on Tyler Hall. At least I didn't see anything. John didn't mention anything about him. So I will monitor that, and hopefully we can talk to John about that tomorrow. But I will monitor that for you, brother, no doubt about it. Crowley checks in. I like the idea of playing Wilson, especially with the new tackling rules. Yeah, we'll see about that. You know, how that turns out. The tackling rules are going to be interesting this year with the no hip drop tackle. I don't know. It's going to be hard for life as a defensive player who has to tackle these guys. I mean, they're just really legislating defense almost out of the game, which is interesting. M. Rice checks in. If Quinyon is as good as they say, he could totally be in the starting rotation. Exciting secondary. M. Rice, no doubt. I think Quinyon will be a starter this year, and we'll see exactly how he plays. But it's very exciting, as we talked about this morning, as we've talked about on other shows, that Quinyon is just – everywhere they put him, he is handling it with ease and doesn't, as John points out, doesn't look like uncomfortable, doesn't look like a fish out of water in a way. So very good things there. You know, for Quinyon Mitchell, I'm very excited about our first round draft pick this year. So Dev checks in. What's up, Dev? Appreciate you being here, brother. I think Lane and Saquon got some rest since pads. I agree, Dev. That's where my mind is as well. They framed it up that Saquon had a personal problem and Lane had a little bit of a toe. Nothing serious. So I think you're right about that. They're just kind of giving their most important players some rest days, which I'm fine with. I mean, look, these are the guys you're not worried about, right? You want them to be out there at camp. Obviously, you want to see, hear about them. You want to read about them. But, I mean, does anybody have questions about Lane Johnson's skill set? Does anybody have questions about Saquon Barkley's skill set? No. Saquon is a little different because you want him to work into the offense. But We don't have questions about that. I want to have Saquon in December, guys, in January. I don't need Saquon to make every headline in July. All right, let's be real about that. So as much as you want him to be out there, I would agree with you for sure that's kind of what went on there. William Brown checks in. He says, how does Bryce Huff look? I didn't hear much about Bryce Huff today. I would anticipate to get ready to hear more about him tomorrow with the pads coming on, William. Pads come on tomorrow, so we're going to start to see a lot more on the defensive line and probably the offensive line, because that's when, look, if you don't have pads on and you're a defensive lineman, well, you know, what are you going to do? You know, if that's a physical position, that's not a skill position player. So we'll see, you know, how it breaks out once the pads come on. But I agree. My sights are set on Bryce Huff as well. So we will see what he's able to do. All Philly all the time. Checks in from X. What's up, brother? Appreciate you watching on Twitter. He says, hate to see a guy lose his spot due to injury, but always wanted to see what Becton could do. If he's better, he should get the spot and an extension from Howie. Could not agree more, All Philly. You never want to see somebody get Wally pipped. I would never advocate for an injury so that somebody else can play. Obviously, we hope Tyler Steen is fully healthy, but I'm with you. We want the best offensive line this year. We want to protect Jalen Hurts. We want to make a great running game. We want pass protection to the nines. We want all of that. I think Mekhi Becton gives you a better chance at having that. So I'm with you. I would lean Mekhi Becton. Now, admittedly, I'm not out there. I'm getting reports from John. I'm getting reports from all the beat reporters. But John is my eyes and ears. I have a working communication with him all day as practice is going on. And Mekhi Becton is a better player than Tyler Steen at this point in his career. So we'll see how it works out, but I'm with you on Mekhi Becton. I'd love to see what he's able to do. Twiz DeJigo, what's up, Twiz? I love that. What's that, a Polaris in there? Is that in his profile picture? Is that the Polaris or a Can-Am? I see the truck in the background. That's a Husky looking four wheeler right there, brother. I wonder how you're driving that around. Now, you said you moved and you got the big land. I'd love to hear more about that. He says, I think they want Steen to win the job, but if Becton keeps on playing good, he will make it tough on the coaches. I agree. That's a great take, Twiz. I think you're right. They want the guy they drafted to win the job, but when you bring in a guy like Mekhi Becton, who's got the pedigree, he seems to have taken up the coaching from Jeff Stoutland. I think he's a better option there, especially for the short term. So we'll see how it all plays out. He checks in and says, the Razor 1000 XP. Wow, that's the 1000. That's the big boy right there. Love that, brother, for you. Hopefully you're having a lot of fun on that. Be safe, as always, Twiz. We need you, brother. Sam Fleming checks in. If I had it my way, I'd start Quinyon at the slot over Maddox. Maddox is decent, but I consider him a depth piece at this point with his injury history. Yeah, that's true. But then who you want on the outside, Sam? Are you good with Kelee Ringo on the outside? Because I love the idea of Quinyon at the slot, but then you're wondering, is it Isaiah Rodgers on the outside, Kelee Ringo? You're right. I mean, look, these are great problems to have if you're an Eagles fan. I mean, we have enough corners where Cooper DeJean isn't even playing right now, and we're still trying to figure out who fits where. It's like, you know, they got a lot of people at that position, and hopefully they, you know, I trust Vic is going to find the best players for the best spot and, you know, get them on the field. So we'll see how that works. Jason A-Team says, I have questions of Lane's health. Jason, I think you're good. I understand he's getting older and you want to be careful of that, but I did speak with John and he's like, look, not, this is more of a rest day. You know, as I forget who it was pointed out in the chat earlier, you know, I think it was Dev. Yeah, Dev pointed out probably a rest day. Appreciate you, Dev. So I wouldn't have questions on Lane's health. I think Lane is good. If he misses tomorrow or another day or a couple more days, I think we can start to get a little concerned. He's obviously getting older, but I wouldn't go there yet. I think Lane Johnson will be okay. So we'll continue to monitor it though. Prince Swayze checks in. I can't remember being this happy about the offseason training camp. The team has so much potential. It's true. We don't want to overreact. It's just practice. It's just camp. You know, it matters what they do in September and October and November and December when the games are going. But you're right. It's a very positive environment right now. It seems like the team is focused coming off the end of last season. So very good stuff. Greg Smith checks in. How are Bryce Huff and Jalix Hunt looking? Haven't heard much on them since day one, Greg. Bryce has looked pretty good, they said, but nothing like standing out. Like today you heard a lot of Nolan Smith. Today you heard a lot of Jordan Davis, which I'm very happy to hear that. But specifically to answer your question, haven't heard much on Bryce Huff and Jalix Hunt since that first day. Jalix Hunt, all I know about Jalix Hunt so far is he beat Jordan Mailata on the line on one play. That's good enough for me. Remember, they drafted this guy. They called him a project developmental player. Third round is too high for that, but that's what they said he was going to be. If he's beating Jordan Mailata, this is a guy that has a lot of potential. Hopefully he can live up to it and the coaches can pull it out of him. But we will definitely be monitoring him and Bryce Huff, obviously the big signing of the offseason. So we'll be monitoring him. Stay tuned all week, and I'll definitely get some updates from John McMullen on what Bryce Huff is looking like at practice. John's very busy today, so won't be able to catch up with him till tomorrow. But overall, he'll be back in the flow, and we'll have a lot of content for this week, so we'll definitely get in there. Thaddeus says, hit the like. Xander's the dude. Appreciate you, Thad. And I second that. Hit that like, man. We appreciate you guys being here. I love any likes you guys give, any comments, super chats. We appreciate each and every one of them because they help us grow. They help me grow. They help my work grow. And John's and Dan Cilio. So I can't thank you guys enough. I do all the stuff on the back end. For those who don't know, I'm newer on the channel, obviously, but I've been here the whole time. I started this channel and I've been working on the back, and now I'm, on the screen a lot more, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying talking with all you guys. You guys are, it's like talking to, you go to a family party or something and you look for the dude that wants to talk Eagles with you, right? That's how I view you guys. You guys are like the guy I search out at the party that I want to talk sports with. And that's the kind of relationship I hope we're building. And that's how I feel, at least. So I appreciate all you guys being here. Regal XP or Regal Eagle checks in. I totally agree on Becton over Steen. Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out. Callie baby. What's up, Callie? Appreciate that, brother, for you being here as always. One of our best commenters, Callie, for those who don't know, Callie is a former football player. I think former, are you still playing, Callie? You got to correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I believe you were a quarterback, and Callie's got some good comments in the chat, always talking about the quarterback position, talking about Jalen Hurts. So we appreciate you, Callie. Thanks for being here, man. Couldn't do it without you guys. So thanks for being here. The Riding the Bench Eagles podcast. Nice. Thanks for being here, brother. Hope your podcast is going well. Always good to hear people talking about the Eagles on many podcasts. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And I hope you'll talk about it a little bit on your show later on, whenever that is. Thanks for being here, though, brother. He says, Becton had issues with being in shape with the Jets. Has that been the case with practices so far? I don't think so. I haven't heard that. Now, remember, he did have the case where he was puking on day one. So maybe he's a little out of shape, but I think he's all right. I mean, look, these are big guys, man. These are hot, hot summer days where it's tough no matter who you are, no matter how big you are, no matter what size, how much muscle, how in shape you are. When you're out there in 90-degree heat, it's tough. So you're right, though. He wasn't in great shape with the Jets. Hopefully he gets that turned around. Looks like he has a little bit, at least. Jeff Stoutland spoke highly of him. The offensive coaches spoke highly of him. So hopefully he's all right. I think he'll be all right, though. I wouldn't worry too much about that. He's in better hands now, better coaching here in Philly than there was in New York. Jason 18, what's up, brother? I think a lot of positions are going to be hard this year. Yeah, you're right. We'll see how it is. I want Ringo to win, if not Rodgers. We'll see about that corner. That's the one I'm very watching very closely. I'm curious to see how it plays out there. I feel good about who's going to play. It's just a matter of who plays where. Is it Quinion at the slot? Quinion on the outside? Keely Ringo, could he play slot? Haven't heard much about that. Remember, Keely got the start again today on the outside corner. So, he's been the guy on that outside for the last couple of days since it was Isaiah Rodgers day one. Every day thereafter has been Keely Ringo. So we will see how that plays out, that position, obviously. A lot of good comments right now. Sorry, guys. Hopefully I'll get to all of you guys. I love to do this with I love to get your insight. Like I said, I'm doing content. I'm talking about this team with you guys. I want to know what you guys are into, what's concerning you, and what your guys' take is, especially when I do it alone here. No John McMullen, who's down there at practice. So trying to get to all the comments here. A lot of good stuff. Callie, let me get to Callie's follow-up. Yes, sir, I was. I play flag for pleasure now. I love the game and miss it too much. Hope you guys are ready for the season as I am. That's great stuff, Callie. Keep at it, brother. Keep that body healthy, at least on flag. You're running around out there. So good stuff. Appreciate you being here, brother. You always have great comments, and I'm appreciative of all of them in the chat as always. Eagles has landed, has comments. If Smitty is in the slot, who's outside opposite of AJ? I think it's going to be fluid. Eagle has landed. I love to hear that Devontae's in the slot, but you're right. You heard more of that today. And opposite. I don't know who they put opposite of him. I haven't seen the reports. I haven't gotten it from John McMullen yet. When they put Devontae in the slot, who's on the outside? I know they've talked about Paris Campbell. They talked about John Ross. They talked about Johnny Wilson today, who was lined up in the slot. But I would imagine it'd be John Ross or I guess Paris Campbell. Paris is more of a slot, but he could play that outside. John Ross has that speed. So maybe you put him out there to try and open up the field, send him deep and, you know, distract the defense a little bit, or at least bring a guy with you, you know, to make it 10 on 10. So we'll see who goes on the outside when Smitty is in the slot. But I think that's a good thing. You know, I wouldn't worry so much about who's on the opposite side of AJ. I would more be excited. I would more be excited about the fact that they're moving Devontae around. They're moving AJ around. They have options, and Kellen's going to get creative. That's what I love about Kellen Moore. So we'll see how it all plays out. Afredo checks in. Xander, you started this channel. Only non-football question. Just intrigued. I don't know what you mean. Are you trying to ask me something, brother? If you have a follow-up, I will go to you again. Appreciate you being here. Fly Eagle Fanatic, what's up? Love you, Xander. Love you too, Fly Eagles Fanatic. Love all you guys. Thanks for being here. No matter what, you guys are the greatest supporters. Thaddeus checks in. Ringo or Mitchell on the outside, but that's just because I'm looking at next year and the future too. Got to get these young dudes out there. Thaddeus, I'm with you. Remember, in the summer, I got ripped on this channel for saying, is it fair to wonder if we should trade Slay? Now, I'm not saying we should trade Slay, so don't jump on me now. I'm just saying, because of what you said, if you think about it, Kelee Ringo, Quinyon Mitchell, Isaiah Rogers, Cooper DeJean, Avante Maddox, like, take Avante out. I just gave you four names of guys who are 26 and under. Most of them are 24 and under, who can all be contributors on this team. If you're thinking for the future, you want those guys to get reps. You want them to get out there and get acclimated to the NFL as quickly as possible. And the unfortunate reality of Slay is, and look, I love Slay. I don't want him to go anywhere. I'm good with him being on this team. I think we do need a veteran out there. But he takes away snaps from the young guys. So if you're thinking about 2025 and beyond, you're right. We got to get those young guys on the field. But if you're thinking of 24, I think the best chance to win is keeping Slay on this team. So we'll see how that plays out for sure. Riding the bench checks in again. What would be the ideal CB starter? Slay and Ringo, Rogers and Slay, Ringo and Rogers, Mitchell and Slay. LOL, too many cornerbacks. Yeah, we got a ton of them. Slay is going to be your right corner. And then I would say, I think I'm starting to only, coming into camp, I wanted Kelee because I was high on Kelee Ringo. I think Quinyon's going to earn that outside spot on the opposite side, and maybe the.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For some of that, because he's the first round draft pick, they're going to give him the edge. But he seems to really be having a good camp, and he had a good OTA session. He's looked very good. I mean, when you hear on Saturday that Quinyon Mitchell lined up one-on-one against A.J. Brown twice, he clamped him once and got beat the other time. That's great news, guys. This is a rookie player who played at Toledo coming in and clamping A.J. Brown in one-on-ones in practice. You might be like, oh, well, he got beat. You can pick any corner in the NFL. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter how much money they make. Doesn't matter what team they play for. Doesn't matter what their skill set is. Patrick Surtain, Sauce Gardner. I don't care who it is. Line them up on A.J. Brown. He will get beat eventually. That's how good A.J. Brown is. So when you hear that Quinyon Mitchell was able to stop him, I think it shows how good of a player he can be. So very optimistic on Quinyon Mitchell. I think it's going to be Slay and Mitchell, and then maybe Isaiah Rogers in the slot. Maybe they'll default and go back to Avante Maddox. It's tough because we don't know where DeJean is, right? He's not playing right now. So, but I have a hard time believing they're going to go Quinyon on the outside and Cooper in the slot. That's two rookies out of your three corners. That's pretty young. I don't know if they'll go that route. That's where I think Isaiah Rogers comes in. So we'll see how that plays in. Steve Blaschek, I think that's how I say that. That's a cool name. He checks in. Yeah, 10 of 13 today. I see Alfredo gave you a response. So 10 of 13 wasn't as smooth today, but from what I read, I read Elliot Shore Parks, and then I also talked to John. I asked him the question when I was speaking with him briefly after practice. It was a very quick conversation. Wasn't on Hurts. Hurts looked very good again today. More that the defensive line was creating more pressure. Cornerbacks played pretty good. So we'll see. Continue to monitor all how it plays out. He said, you're new to the channel, but you've been here the whole time. Then you said I started. So I'm new to hosting, Alfredo. I used to be behind the scenes only production. I did start this channel. This channel does not exist without me. I created everything, the logo, everything. But I was always back end production, never talking football with you guys. It was always producing for Dan and for Birds 365 and for Sports Take in the past. And we had all the hosts and the talents and all those guys. And I was producing and chopping up the footage and creating the podcast and all that stuff. So now I'm new in that I'm on screen. You can see me and you can talk to me. You know who I am. So that's the different element of it. But I have been here the whole time. Yes, appreciate you being here, though. Brother, let me scroll to the bottom here. S.I. And this season, I could care less who starts. But going forward, I need Keeley and Mitchell on the outside and Rogers in the slot. Brown and Coop at safety. Yeah, that's what it looks like. You want to go Cooper DeJean at safety? I don't know. I mean, look, we got C.J. Gardner-Johnson for at least a couple years there. Reed Blankenship's under contract through next year now, so we'll see how that works. But Sidney Brown, I'm optimistic. I'm not sure he's going to be a long-term starter yet. We'll see how he progresses. He did look pretty good last year toward the end of the year. So Keeley and Mitchell on the outside and Rogers in the slot. Okay, I see where you're going. So you're going Keeley Mitchell outside, Rogers slot, and then you're moving Cooper DeJean to safety. Okay, so you're going all young. I like it, Cyan, but I don't know. The only thing I don't like about it is I don't see the role for Isaiah Rogers because I see Cooper DeJean playing the slot. So, and then having either Reed or C.J. Gardner-Johnson at the other safety position. So I don't know. We'll see. That's not bad, though. That's pretty good. I like it. I like it pretty good. So that's probably not exactly how I would do it, but that looks pretty good. James Jones, our resident commander of the fan, is back after I gave him a moment of silence on the morning show. Appreciate you being back here, James. This time slot fits you well. Yeah, I'm going to try and do it here as much as I can, especially when they have practice or training camp. So I just want to give you guys an update. I want you guys to have content all day as much as possible, be able to talk about the practice, be able to hear what's going on. Obviously, I have eyes and ears with John McMullen down at the stadium, or not the stadium, at NovaCare Complex. So I'm going to try and give you guys as many updates as possible when I can. Eduardo checks in. What's up, Eduardo? Missed you, man, at the start, but appreciate you being here. Man, if Q starts, that'll be sweet. Even more sweet if he makes Big Sills ease his words about us drafting the lesser corner. That's true. I don't know if Sills is going to turn out to be right about that. I think both corners are going to be great, but I don't think this is going to be a Justin Jefferson, Jalen Reagor situation. I think we have a great cornerback in Quinyon Mitchell. He fits our defensive scheme, and I think he's going to be a home run pick. Even if I hope Terron Arnold has a great career as well, but I think we got a good guy in Quinyon Mitchell, and I feel comfortable saying that, at least so far. We'll see how it plays out. You know, he hasn't played a game yet, so I don't want to get ahead of myself, but certainly looks like he is going to be a good player, and we'll see how it is. South Jersey G, what's going on, brother? Appreciate you being here. Corey, what's up, Corey? I haven't seen you in a bit. I think I have seen you. I just haven't been able to talk to you on the chat, so thanks for being here, brother. I know you try and check in as much as you can, whether you're working, whatever it is. I know time, like I said on Saturday, if you guys were here, time is finite. So when you guys spend time with me, it's the greatest form of appreciation and respect you can give me. And I appreciate each and every one of you for taking some time to spend here. Thanks very much. 36 minutes in, guys. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I want to go an hour here. So I'm going to go till 1 o'clock Eastern. We'll have another 23 or 24 minutes. I'll go longer if we have good commentary going, if you guys are still chopping it up in the chat. So I'll go as long as we need to. Obviously have to be out by 2 o'clock with Dan Cilio. So I'll see that. James Jones, before I go to my break, I got to go to him. Xander, give me a hail to the Redskin. Also, anyone ever tell you you look like Howdy Doody? Who the hell is Howdy Doody? Is that a troll because I trolled you earlier? Oh, that's a troll, James. All right, listen. You got me back. It's 1-1. I gave you the moment of silence because your team sucks out loud. You got me on that one. You paid $5, but you got me. So who really won, everybody? Did James Jones win because he got me? He burnt me and called me Howdy Doody? Let me show you guys who Howdy Doody is for those who don't know. I didn't know who the hell Howdy Doody was, but James Jones, this is pretty funny. I got to be honest. Let me pull up Howdy Doody for you guys to see this. What the hell, James Jones? James Jones is saying, did anybody ever tell me I look like Howdy Doody? Howdy Doody. Come on, James. Hey, listen, I'm with Stratus, who says Xander won because he got the $5. I'll take the $5. If you want to bust on me for $5, you can bust on me as much as you want. But that, come on, man, I don't look like Howdy Doody. Come on, James. Come on, James. But anyway, I appreciate the super chat, man. I'll give you a hail to the Redskins, but I won't give you a hail to the Commanders because that name sucks. All right, that name sucks. But let me go to a commercial break, guys. Looking at a lot of good chats. Brian checks in. What's up, Brian? Appreciate you. Quan Pugh checks in. What's up, brother? A bunch of good comments and big pause. What did I say? Oh, no. I don't even know what I said. Let me get to a commercial break. I'm going to come back. I'll wrap up. 20 minutes left to go. I'll put in the chat box what I said. I don't even know what the hell I said. But let me get to a commercial break. Any good comments on the Eagles training camp coming up next? I will hit them all. Stay tuned, everybody, on this special afternoon edition of Birds 365.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Is the best vacation one that you find or one you get lost in? One that takes you to new heights or reminds you to go with the flow? To get your feet wet and your wheels spinning? One that lets you find your own rhythm or get carried away? Find the best of yourself. Get lost in the woods. Plan your stay in the Wildwoods today.
Win and save this baseball season from Colony Pools and Power Washing, a local company serving Delaware, Delco, and Chester County since 1970. Are you tired of looking at your greenhouse? Is your roof, siding, deck stained green from algae and mold? Let the experts pressure wash your home and take the pressure off of you. Win with Colony Pools and Power Washing. Call them now at 302-762-2250. That's 302-762-2250.
Go passionately. Go fearlessly. Go confidently.
Go Birds!
Go confidently towards your goals with First Trust, Philly's hometown bank for nearly 90 years, and the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. We're focused on getting you over the goal line. So go with conviction. Go with trust.
Shepherd!
And go forward with us by your side. First Trust Bank, the official bank of Philadelphia dreams. Oh, and go Birds.
The greatest fans on earth. It's a bold statement, but would you expect anything less from Philadelphia? 58 years of heartache creates a toughness, a grit, a resolve not found in most. Sure, our prayers were answered, but now that we've had a taste, we're looking for more. Pondley Hockey, official partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome back in, everybody. A special edition of Birds 365 here, recapping day four of Eagles training camp practice. Good stuff coming out of camp today. Jalen Hurts looked pretty good again. Offense not as winning in the day today, so defense had a good day. Good day from Nolan Smith. Good day from Jordan Davis. So very positive stuff coming out from the Eagles front. Everybody messing with me in the chat. I appreciate y'all. I gotta be more careful, man. I'm up here on air. I'm saying shit, and some of it is woo. That's out there. That's a no ditty for sure. So appreciate all you guys being here. Definitely gonna get into this more if we can get off of that a little bit. I don't even want to think about that and get back into the Eagles. Let's get back to the Philadelphia Eagles. As I mentioned, Nolan Smith, a good day today. He destroyed Fred Johnson, got around him twice, gets to the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, in 11-on-11. So good stuff to hear that Nolan Smith is taking strides forward. He also spoke after practice today. So good stuff. Good stuff from Nolan Smith. Obviously, Jordan Davis, again, he had another good day today. Starting to show some things. I read that he destroyed the first play of practice, blew it up, bust through the front of the line, and just, you know, destroyed the play. So good stuff from Jordan Davis. We need those guys to have good years this year. We are counting on the Georgia guys on defense. And when you hear Quinion's playing good, and then you start to hear Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, that's good stuff. That's what we need for this defense to work. And to hear that coming out of practice is good stuff. I see my girl SMD Eagles Marie checks in. What's up, Marie? I saw your question. Let me get to that because that was actually a good question. Amidst all the pause, no ditty commentary in the chat. Let me skip past all that and go to SMD Eagles. Marie, what's up, Marie? She says, what's good, Xander? How are the corners looking? Remember I said the trade Slay months ago while we can get something for him. How has he looked in training camp? Is he really worth the money? So, Marie, I was with you in the summer, if you remember. I kind of got a lot of shit for it on the channel for saying that it would be worth it to consider moving on from Slay because you have so many young corners, but Slay has looked pretty good. Obviously, you know, it's training camp. There's no pads on yet, so we don't fully know, but I just, Murray, the problem is you have a Vic Fangio defense. You don't want to go too far away from any veteran presence on the field. And when you think about the rest of the cornerback room, I mean, we could literally be looking at Quinion Mitchell starting on the outside and Cooper DeJean in the slot. Those are two rookies. Now, even if let's say Cooper doesn't play right away and you go Keely on the outside and Quinion in the slot, Keely Ringo's 22. Like, these are really young guys. So if you remove Slay from the picture and let's just say it's Quinion here on the right, Keely on the left, and Cooper in the slot, that's just too young, I think. I mean, look, it's great if you're planning for 25. And I think that's a positive thought process. But if you're trying to win in 24, I still think Slay is worth it to keep around. Look, I get it, Marie. Nobody gets your line of thinking as much as me because I agree with it and I've had the thought. I just don't know if it's the right move to win in 2024 when your roster is this good and you have a chance to be a Super Bowl team this year. We really do. And I don't want to throw that away just to prepare for 25, if that makes sense. But I do appreciate the thought, and I appreciate the commentary for sure. No doubt about it. Thaddeus checks in. Nolan Smith going to look nice. I believe that. I think Dean plays a decent role this year. He won't stay healthy, but he'll play angry when he's out there. Nolan Smith is looking better. We'll see about Dean. I mean, I liked that he was open to the commentary competition today. He had good comments on that after the fact. And we'll see about, you know, how much of an impact he can be. But you're right. I mean, look, the time is ticking on Nakobe, guys. This is year three. Year three, and it's, you know, a four-year contract, his rookie contract. I mean, remember, he wasn't drafted in the first round, so he doesn't have that fifth-year option. We'll see on Nakobe Dean. I'm with Thaddeus, though, where I'm a little bit more out on Nakobe Dean, especially when you see Zach Bond getting all these first-team reps. Devin White, hopefully he can look pretty good. He's looked good in camp. Let's see what happens when they put the pads on. He's kind of the guy that would thrive in a setting without pads because of his athletic prowess. He's very athletic, very dominant player from that perspective. So we'll see how it all plays out with Nolan Smith and with Nakobe Dean. But you're right. Hopefully Nolan Smith has a big year. I think it's more important for Nolan to have a good year than it is for Nakobe Dean. Twiz the Jigger says I'm a good sport. Twiz, you got me, man. I don't even want to read your comment above. I want to vanish that into the abyss and act like that never happened. It's been a tough summer. All right. When you think about those comments, it's been a tough summer. All right. Let's move on though. Kadir Scott. What's up, Kadir? Appreciate you being here, brother. Do you think Cooper plays a big role in the defense this year? Now I'm concerned with the 3 weeks off though, brother. I mean, I know it's just 3 weeks and everyone's like, come on, he's only missing one preseason game. I get it. I really do. But he's a rookie. He's never been through training camp before. It's a new defense, not new defense, but new coordinator. He's throwing everybody out there. I mean, Eli Ricks got first team reps today a couple times. So he's getting a look at all these guys. And in the most important moments where Vic is getting his first impressions, basically, there's no Cooper DeJean. I think that's going to be a setback, and he's going to be playing catch up all year because of that. And that could impact how much of an impact he has on our defense this year. Overall, I think he's a good player. I think he'll be here for a long time. But this year, I don't know. I'm a little concerned now on Cooper DeJean coming into the year. So we will see about that. Sam Fleming, who's had some great comments today, checks in again. If I were to bet on it, I'd bet Rodgers is Slay's heir apparent. He'll be the veteran presence next year, and they'll likely let Slay walk. I would agree with that. That's where I think we're going to be. Slay will probably be gone next year. So we'll see, you know, how that plays out. Let me go back to some comments here. I said it before you. I know about all the crew. Yes, you did, SMD. You were the first one to say it in the chat. I actually got the idea from you, and I gave you credit. I think I remember giving you credit on the show when you said it, and, you know, the thought kind of went through my head. And But you're right. You do deserve credit. You did say that, and you're a great commenter. You have great opinions on the Eagles, and we appreciate you being here, Marie, no doubt about it. Oh, no, I didn't. No, you know what? I'm not even going to that comment. You know what? Get out of here, man, with that. No more howdy doody BS, all right? James Jones messing with me, James. James, listen, you can mention me. You can troll me as much as you want. When is the last time the Washington Commanders won a playoff game? Let's look it up, all right? Let's look it up. 2005. They beat the Tampa Bay Bucs 17-10 in the 2005 NFC wildcard round. That's 19 years, my guy. You haven't even won a playoff game in 19 years. All right? You can call me howdy doody. You can get me to say some pause, no diddy BS. 19 years. All right? I feel bad. James, how old are you? Have you even seen a playoff win? What were you, 5-10 years old when you saw that? Come on, man. 19 years, your team stinks out loud. So I will take it with you messing with me. Saying, give me a hail to the Redskins, saying I look like howdy doody. I'll take it. You sent me the $5. I think I won. 1-0 Xander over James Jones on the day. Appreciate that. One for me, a big goose egg for James Jones. Let's give one more moment of silence. All right. We gave one this morning. We're going to give one more for James. You're spending a lot of time in here, and he's living through you, Eagles fans. So be soft on him. Welcome him in the chat. Don't hurt his feelings. He's trying to live through you. Let's give a moment of silence for 19 years of no playoff wins. That's our moment of silence for James Jones. We appreciate you being here, brother. Make sure you drop a like on the show. And if you want to join over on the good side and be a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles and experience a lot more winning, you come over anytime, James Jones, and we will accept you in our fan base because of your contributions to this channel. We appreciate it, James Jones. Let's move on. Let's move into – guys, interesting today. Johnny Wilson got first-team reps today at wide receiver. That's pretty crazy that, you know, we thought it was going to be Anaya Smith. He's been dropping the ball like crazy, which is a big problem. And, you know, Johnny Wilson getting first-team reps is pretty enticing to think about. A 6'7" guy playing slot, running across the middle. You know, when you talk about Mekhi Becton at guard, Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson, Jordan Mailata, this is like the Towers, man. Jalen Hurts is going to need a 5'7" drop just to see over these guys. So when you think about 6'7", Johnny Wilson getting open in the slot, I like it. And he also adds a lot for the running game. You know, when you add a guy that big who can block some cornerbacks, he can toss them out of the way. So Johnny Wilson getting first-team reps to me was very interesting. For anybody that missed the open of the show, I'm going to run down what happened today at camp. Saquon Barkley was out. He did not practice today. It was a personal reason is how it was listed. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about with Saquon Barkley, but he did miss practice today. Lane Johnson was out with a toe. I think he's all right. I talked to John about it. He said, look, I wouldn't worry much about Lane. He should be back, should be good. But Lane Johnson missed today's practice. And then Tyler Steen obviously missed today's practice as well with the ankle injury, which meant Mekhi Becton got to start at right guard, not tackle. So he filled in for Steen at right guard. And then Fred Johnson played right tackle. And apparently he got, Nolan Smith put the work in on Fred Johnson a couple times. So good to hear from Nolan Smith that he had a big practice today. And we want to hear more of that, obviously, from those guys who are stepping in. Sam Wilson checks in. Wilson opposite AJ with Smitty in the slot is going to be scary. See, that's it right there. Because somebody asked me, I forget who it was. Sorry, I'm reading a lot of comments. I forget who it was who said, who's going to be opposite AJ if Devontae's in the slot? If Johnny Wilson continues to show some stuff, that's going to be it. You're right. They're going to put Johnny on the outside, AJ on the other outside with Devontae Smith in the slot. You're right. That's a scary combination right there. And I think a lot of weapons for Jalen Hurts out there where he could find. And that's pretty good stuff. M. Reyes checks in. Giants staff is sending third-rate mob assassins to Saquon's house. Let's hope that's not true, but you're right. They might be after all the flack they're getting from the what's the show that they do? Hard Knocks. Sorry, I forgot the name there. Kadir Scott checks in. You think Nolan Smith could be a starter by the end of the year? I think that's the hope. I mean, he's a first-round draft pick, Kadir. He's a first-round draft. This isn't a guy that was third, fourth, fifth, first-rounder. They spent a first-round draft pick on this guy. I mean, think back on it, right? I know it was a different pick, but first-round picks are valuable. We have Jalen Carter as a first-round pick. We have Jordan Davis as a first-round pick. We traded a first-round pick to acquire A.J. Brown. That's the type of pick that is, though. That's a premium pick in the NFL. He better be showing at least that he's capable of being a starter by the end of the year, or else I think it's going to be a problem, you know. But all signs are pointing to him having a better camp right now, so hopefully he can continue to develop and be a big contributor on the team. Christopher Baker, who's had great comments. Appreciate you, Christopher. He checks in. Anais not making the team but could clear waivers. That's true. But Christopher, you think they're going to cut their draft pick in year one? I don't know. Eagles don't love doing that. It used to be very common in the NFL, but Eagles don't love doing that, as John has pointed out many times. So we'll see. What time will we have the in-depth breakdown of camp today? I check it. Johnny Mack is still out there. So SMD, we have a little bit of a different set up today. John has some personal stuff tonight. So we had the hour show. John joined for a preview of the day this morning, but I'm not going to have a chance to talk to Johnny Mack for the rest of the day. So won't talk to John until tomorrow, which I know is very unfortunate. He's our eyes and ears down at camp, but no Birds 365 tonight. We have the National Football Show with Dan Cilio coming up at 2 to 6, but there won't be any more John McMullen until tomorrow. He has some things he's doing today. Nothing to worry about. He doesn't need prayers or anything. I mean, you can give him prayers, but he doesn't need it. He's all good. Not everybody's healthy in his family. It's nothing like that. But He's doing something tonight, so he cannot do a show. So unfortunately, won't be able to talk to Johnny Mac tonight. James Jones, Xander, do you like what Kellen has shown you so far? I mean, I'm not there personally, James, but from what I've heard from him in the press conferences, from what you're hearing about the offense in camp, yeah, I mean, it seems great. He's moving the receivers around. Even Avante Maddox said a lot of guys are playing all over the field, which is different for us. So I think Kellen's bringing a new dimension. Jalen Hurts, by all means, I mean, he seems to be very confident, very cool, and comfortable in the offense so far. So I think Kellen's a good, you know, the thing I like about Kellen is that he's a seasoned offensive mind. And when you have this much talent, like, and when you saw what happened last year, you need fresh eyes, right? Like, you need a fresh set of eyes to be like, what's going wrong? Because when you have AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert, and even last year, DeAndre Swift, and your offense sucks like it did at the end of the year, something's wrong. You know, it's not just play calling. So to bring in that fresh set of eyes, I think is a good thing, and we'll see how it plays out. But so far, so good with Kellen Moore, I would say. Christopher Baker says, what do I need to do to get a wrench? I'll give you a wrench, Baker. You have great comments, so I'll definitely give you a wrench once I don't have my other laptop up, or else I would give you one right now. So I can't give you one right now, but I will give you one. You can definitely do that. Justin Weekly says, Xander, I like how you push back with your opinions. Keep up the good work, my guy. Appreciate it, Justin. Thanks for being here. Brother Christopher Baker says, you should drop a link. Would love to talk. That's a great idea. I'm going to do more shows where I bring you guys on. I'm about to end, so I don't want to do it right now, but maybe this week I'm going to keep doing the midday shows. So maybe I'll drop the link out there and I can talk to some of you guys. My only fear with it is not guys like you, Christopher, but there's a lot of numbnuts is out there who will come on and, you know, won't add to the show. And that's my fear. I don't have a vetting process. So, but I'd love to talk to you. You have great comments, and that would definitely be cool to bring you guys on. Maybe we'll do that later in the week. Bruce says, handing out wrenches like candy. You get a wrench. You get a wrench. You get a wrench. You get a wrench. Bruce, you want a wrench? Super chat me. You'll get a wrench. No, I'm just messing with you too. But appreciate all you guys being here today. Good camp update. For anybody who missed the start of the show, definitely go back and listen to it where I really got into what went down in practice. I have the notes here. So, I gave you guys the rundown of everything. I think the thing that stuck out the most today was Nolan Smith. He had a big day at practice today. Jordan Davis looked good. He had a haircut, so he cut off the dreads. He was looking different. He had a fresh cut when he came out to practice today. So, you know, that was the big update. So those were the two guys who had a big day today. And then defensive line looked good. Obviously, those are both guys on the defensive line. So they had good day today for the defense, which is a good thing. You know, you heard the offense was winning the days over and over again. Good to hear that the defense had some pushback. Flexing wants to keep the wrench crew small, which I appreciate. Jeff Bones says, are you playing fantasy football this season? I'm actually not a fantasy player, guys. I appreciate it. Maybe we'll make like a Jacob chat league if that's something that interests you guys. But I'm not a fantasy player. I've never been into it. I've never cared about it. I don't know why. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to set the lineups. And by the way, I don't care about other players. I really don't. I watch the Eagles, and I keep up to date with the league, and I'm interested in it from a fan perspective. But I'm not like, you know, you see so many people who are like, oh, I care about this guy because he's on my fantasy team. I'm not about to be playing a game as an Eagles fan versus another team, and I'm cheering for a guy on the other team because he's on my fantasy team. That, to me, I just don't like that part of it. So that's not me. I'm going to cheer for the Eagles through and through. I don't care who's on what fantasy team. But anyway, thank you all for being here. thank you all for being here. You guys have some funny comments today. Let's forget the pause, no Diddy comment we had in the middle of the show. I want you all to forget that ever happened. I'm going to hypnotize you real quick and just boom. That was gone. You guys didn't hear that. All right. Let's move on. I appreciate you all being here. Coming up in 1 hour, the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. So we appreciate that. See you guys at 2 p.m. And thanks, everybody, for being here. Make sure you hit the like on your way out. Over 180 of you watching on YouTube, another 200 on our other platforms. So we appreciate that. Hit the like on your way out. We'll catch you at 2 o'clock on the National Football Show, and I will probably be joining Dan today at 3:30 to talk Eagles camp with him. Maybe I'll talk some sense into Big Sills. I'll come in ready to throw some haymakers at Big Sills if he's talking crazy about our Philadelphia Eagles. So I will see you guys next time. Stay tuned. Dan Cilio coming up in about an hour.
You've been listening to Birds 365, the destination for the passionate Eagles football fan who bleeds green. If it's Eagles football, we're talking about it. Debate inside the locker room and guests that are some of the greatest football minds from around the region. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on social media at Jacob Sports. See you next time on Birds 365.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.